Thanks for joining the Eventive Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host and event mentor, Sarah Brush, event professional for over two decades. My goal for this podcast is to share how events and sponsorships can help you build community, make an impact, and grow your business, and have lots of fun while doing it. By the way, don't forget to check the episode notes for valuable event resources exclusively for you. I appreciate you spending this time with me. Let's get this party started. Hello, welcome to the Eventive Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here to learn about events and sponsorship. I have recently talked to many entrepreneurs that sponsor or exhibit at trade shows or other businesses' events, and they have brought up the question if they should host their own event instead of exhibiting at other events or in addition to. Do you relate to this? I would love to hear if you are an entrepreneur and you are considering hosting an event or you like to exhibit at sponsor and other events. I would love to hear all about that just so I know who's out there listening. I love to hear what you're up to in your business. So on that topic, I wanted to share some benefits of hosting your own event, and then we'll talk about some benefits of exhibiting and sponsoring at other events. Number one, hosting your own event allows you to have complete control over the agenda, the branding, and the attendee experience. So you can assure it aligns perfectly with your objectives for the event, your vision, and what you want to put out there in the world to the attendees, your target audience. Number two, you can customize the content and activities to directly address the needs of the audience while also incorporating the content and messaging that helps elevate your business while weaving that throughout the event. Number three, it provides the opportunity to showcase your brand, products, or services in more than just a booth space or activation if you were signed up to sponsor or exhibit at another event. You can really promote your business throughout your entire event. Number four, direct interaction with attendees at your own event can provide better lead generation opportunities compared to if you are exhibiting at someone else's event, where you may have to compete for attention among other exhibitors and sponsors. At your own event, you're getting leads through those attending, those who are seeing your marketing. Maybe they didn't attend this event, but they're going to attend a future event. And if you set up a booth at your own event to either sell your product, your services, maybe you have merch, you're also going to receive, you know, those leads for attendees that are interested in specific things that you're offering. And as a host, you really have greater access to networking opportunities with attendees, speakers, also sponsors, and other stakeholders. So besides lead generation, you're also really enabling valuable relationship building and collaboration. Number five, you retain full ownership of attendee data for future marketing efforts. So you can use this for future events or for your business overall, versus if you're at another person's event, you are just going to have those that come and visit your booth that you may scan their badge or collect their information, but it's not going to be the whole attendee list. Number six, which I think is one of the most important ones, is you can position yourself as a thought leader, elevating your brand status, your business, your credibility among attendees, peers, and competitors. Number seven, it can be fun. You can have the freedom to really experiment with creative event formats, themes, and those interactive experiences that may not be possible when you're exhibiting at someone else's event. You can really make your event stand out and be really memorable. And as I mentioned in the previous comment, is really become a thought leader and have people really think about you in your industry as well as you hosting an incredible event. And number eight, while hosting your own event may and will require a higher upfront investment, it really offers greater potential for return through ticket sales, sponsorship partnerships, and also just outside of the event, long-term business opportunities that are generated from the event. But again, it can be a really big investment upfront, so you do need to dig deep on your numbers and your budget and make sure that makes sense for your business to host an event. Okay, so now let's get into what are some of the benefits of exhibiting and sponsoring at someone else's event versus hosting your own event. Number one, like we just talked about, it can be more cost-effective than hosting your own event, as you leverage the event organizer's resources and the infrastructure and everything that they're spending to create this amazing event, you are coming there and just paying an exhibit or a sponsor fee, and you're still able to interact with their audience. Number two, by participating in an established event, you are gaining access to the audience that is already interested in what you are offering. Now, if you are choosing to sponsor or exhibit at an event, then you are really choosing and saying that this audience is also your target market. So you are able to interact with them and really have access to them without having to spend the money and investment to host your own event. You will just be paying for, like we mentioned, that sponsorship or exhibit space. Number three, pretty obvious, you don't have to have the burden of planning and managing every aspect of the event. So you can really focus on what you're doing within your booth or your sponsorship to connect with the attendees. Because as an event planner, it is a lot of work to host your own event. So you're really getting access to the audience, and you can focus on just whatever you want to do to drive leads and those connections and networking within your booth or your sponsorship activation. Number four, associating your business with a reputable event can enhance your brand credibility, as attendees are likely going to perceive your participation as an endorsement by the event organizer. They are choosing to partner with you. You know, they are only letting certain people sponsor the event, and you are one of those sponsors. So if you are finding high value in who is hosting that event, it's a great kind of collaboration and to showcase your brands together. And number five, I always say that if you are interested in hosting an event, you really want to go to as many events as you can as possible as an attendee, as an exhibitor or sponsor, so you can see what's out there and you can see what resonates with you and maybe what you would want to do or not do at your event. So when you're attending industry events, it really allows you to gain that insight into market trends and what other people are doing at their events with their attendees, their exhibitors, and speakers. And that's great knowledge to have going into hosting your own event. Number six, exhibiting or sponsoring at events in different locations or niche markets can really help expand your brand's reach and attract new customers who may not have previously been aware of your products or services, and maybe would not be the people that would be attending your event if you hosted one. Number seven, collaborating with the event host or other sponsors and exhibitors can lead to mutually beneficial partnerships. You could do joint marketing initiatives and cross-promotion opportunities that really amplify your brand's visibility and impact. So being an exhibitor or sponsor at an event, you still have that opportunity to partner with the event host or with others that can really build that brand visibility and just have fun, like co-marketing with other businesses. And number eight, just like you would have at your own event, you are going to have those measurable outcomes, such as the leads generated at your booth, if you get brand impressions from any of your sponsorship marketing campaigns, and engagement metrics. In summary, I would just say that if you are thinking about hosting your own event, like I mentioned earlier, it's really good to just go out there and do the research, attend other events, see what other people are doing for their marketing on social media, emails. You can sponsor an exhibit at other events, see what your experience is like. And then when you are hosting an event, if you have sponsors, exhibitors, you're going to know what you liked and what you didn't like and create a really good experience for them. So you can't go wrong both directions. You just want to make sure what works best for your business and obviously with your budget and, you know, your business objectives. So that's what I have for you today. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me anytime at Eventive Brush on Instagram or Sarah Brush on LinkedIn. And I will talk to you on the next episode. Thanks for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I know your time is valuable and I appreciate it that you spent it with me. If you are enjoying this podcast, I would love if you can rate it 5 stars and write a review. This helps us get the podcast out to more people. And if you want to connect, I am on Instagram at Eventive Brush and I would love to hear from you. Thanks and have a great day.